Well, I'm trying to kind of make things like continuity, if there is such a thing as continuity, because I titled Youth Message on the online service, and I try to keep the youth message with the same title, the same theme, is what I'm going to bring in the 11 o'clock service. And we've been following the lectionary, and the lectionary this week is in Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 22. Now, last week we read the first part of chapter 22, but this particular one is about the taxes for Caesar's. So I entitled my youth message the same as the one for the 11 o'clock service, and it is Keeping Your Eye on the Ball. Picking up Matthew chapter 22, starting at verse 15. Then the Pharisees met together to think of a way to trap Jesus into saying something for which they could accuse him. They decided to send some of their disciples along with the supporters of Herod to ask him this question. Teacher, we know how honest you are. You teach about the way of God regardless of the consequences. You are impartial and don't play favorites. Now tell us, what do you think about this? Is it right to pay taxes to the Roman government or not? But Jesus knew their evil motives. You hypocrites, he said. Whom are you trying to fool with your trick question? Here, show me the Roman coin used for the tax. And when they handed him the coin, he asked them, whose picture and title are stamped on it? Oh, Caesar's, they replied. Well, then, he said, give to Caesar what belongs to him, but everything else that belongs to God must be given to God. His reply amazed them, and he went away. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You know, we have money in this country, dollars, coins. For the longest time now, on those coins and on those dollar bills, there's an item on there that says, In God We Trust. So, whose picture is on the front of the dollar bill? Well, it's George Washington. Now, some of the people in Jesus' day wanted to trick Jesus. They asked him whether it was lawful to pay taxes to Caesar. Jesus asked for a coin, and whose picture was on the coin? And they answered, Caesar's. Then Jesus said, well, render to Caesar what is Caesar's, and the things that are God's give to God. Now, sometimes we as older people, adults, and even young people, you know, in your late teens, you're working, you're probably paying taxes, and but most people don't like to pay taxes. I don't know why, we just don't, but we like the results of the taxes that provide for us. And not only does it provide a need for the government, but it also allows us to give some back into the community and help repair highways and pay teachers' salaries. And many good things come from our taxes. Now, I'm glad, though, that on the back of this dollar bill was what I mentioned. What does it say? It says, In God We Trust. We pay our taxes. We honor our government. But there is someone who gets more loyalty than us. That's God. God gets more than our taxes, right? He gets our love. And you know what? That's all he ever asks, that we love him as he loves us. Now, many of you know and play sports and follow sports, and you know that one of the most important lessons in learning to play what they call round ball, or even the oblong ball, which we call football. In learning to play the game, it's important that you keep your eye on the ball. Whether baseball, football, tennis, soccer, or any other game that requires a ball, you need to be alert to where that ball is at all times. And if you allow yourself to become distracted and look away, you'll lose focus. Disable your ability to play the game at the best of your ability. You disengage from your team, and it's like a joint vision and strategy, and the other team may get the upper hand. So keeping your eye on the ball doesn't just mean the ball itself. What it means is keeping your attention on the game. When your role is part of the team and your commitment to the team's mission, to play to the best of your ability. Well, not only with games, but it also goes for almost anything in life. If you want to succeed in school, what do you got to do? Keep your eye on the ball. And if you want to do well in business, you got to stay committed. Keep your eye on that goal. Want to stay invested in your discipleship with Jesus and have a secure faith? You got to keep your eye on Jesus. So don't be distracted by the ways of the world or the politics of the season, and there's certainly a lot of that going on. A cultural milieu of doubt and despair, the peer pressure to confront a watered-down relationship with Christ. I challenge you to stay in your faith by keeping your eyes on Jesus. And by keeping your eye on Jesus doesn't mean that you're disengaging from the world or your role in school or social or political arenas. It simply means keeping your priorities straight. It's a challenge for all of us, keeping your life's perspective, always putting God first. Now, you know I like to sing, but there's one little chorus that always kind of rolls around in my heart, and it's simply entitled, "Keep Your Eyes Upon Jesus." And it goes like this. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Well, I hope and pray you're all doing well. We're hoping to see you in church sometime soon. You know, we're still meeting 11 o'clock, and we're trying to get the message out. We want to be in prayer as the country and the cities and everything with this COVID things are trying to come back to whatever normal is. We'd like to be able to get the youth ministry cranked up again. You have never been out of our heart. You have never been out of our mind. And just know that we love you. And as soon as possible, I know Tina and Tina too and Travis and Carol Morgan, they're so ready to get the youth ministry cranked up where we can meet in person. Amen. But in the meantime, keep your eyes on the ball. God bless. Have a wonderful day.